The Bible says to honor your father and your mother in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2. God believes that it is necessary for us to show honor to our moms at all times. Now, let me tell you something. That doesn't mean that only honor your moms when you're a child. That doesn't mean only honor your moms when they do the right thing or do what you want. God says honor moms at all times. If you were listening this morning to our roundtable discussion, I gave you the reason why. Look, God doesn't want us to honor our moms because of how good or great they are. God wants us to honor our moms because they are our moms. And even if our moms made mistakes, and I'm sure your mom made mistakes, and I'm sure as a mom, you are in the process of making mistakes. Why? Because we're all human. We all make mistakes. But at the very least, I'll tell you this. Your mom gave you the greatest gift she could give you. That was life. Now, I understand that it is God who created. I understand it's God who is the giver of life. But God used your mom to give you life. And that's a great reason to honor our moms. Your mom chose life. And because your mom chose life, you are here today. But you know, Mother's Day shouldn't just be about our biological moms. Praise the Lord for those moms who you might call adoptive moms, whether they literally adopted you and you are their adopted child, or you might as well have been their adopted child by the amount of effort and love they put into your life. Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a Sunday school teacher. Maybe it was a neighbor or an aunt or just one of your friend's moms who basically treated you like you were one of their own. Today is a day to honor them as well. God wants us to honor those women in our lives who have invested in us and have helped us take our journey of faith towards God successfully. Praise the Lord for moms and mother figures. And today, our message this morning is taken from the book of Proverbs. Now, the title of this morning's message is A Mother's Value. Now, I want you to understand something, and I want to clarify. This morning's message taken from Proverbs 31 is with the mindset of a mom who not only loves her children, but who loves her God. In fact, the end of Proverbs 31 talks about a virtuous woman who worships God. Now, while all women and all mother figures are valuable to the people they invest in, the most valuable are those who love their children and love their God. Now, as we look at Proverbs 31, if you know your Bible, Proverbs 31 for a mom might be one of the scariest chapters for you. You think, Pastor Russ, Proverbs 31, are we really going to go there today? Are you serious? I mean, like, do you want us to feel bad about ourselves when we leave? Now, look, this morning's message is not about me telling you how you ought to be a better mom. This morning's message is not me trying to make you feel worse about yourself. This morning's message, I promise you, will encourage you. This morning's message is to help you see yourself through God's eyes. So many moms, so many dads, we do the same thing. We think, oh, I'm not as good as that mom or that dad. I'm not as good as I wish I could be. And we're always looking at the negative, and we fail to recognize that even God understands we're not perfect. And even God loves us in spite of our imperfection. And let me remind you of this morning. Your children also know you're not perfect. You don't try to hide that fact. They know that. They know you make mistakes. They see you make mistakes on a regular basis. Don't try to pretend to be perfect when everyone else knows you're not perfect. I know you're not perfect. God knows you're not perfect. And guess what? We love you anyways. God loves you. I love you. Your children love you. You don't need to be perfect to be loved. Let me tell you this important truth before we get started. If you want to be loved by your children, your friends, people in your life, you don't need to be perfect. All you have to do is love them. If you love them in your imperfections, they will love you in your imperfections. You see, love, biblical love, is unconditional love. Biblical love is not, I love you because, or I love you if. Biblical love is, I love you no matter what. That's God's love towards you. God loves you no matter what. And moms, let me say something. I'm pretty confident you love your kids no matter what. And because of that, you don't have to be perfect. Because you love your kids no matter what, with unconditional love, your kids will love you back. Now recognize something. they will love you back in their imperfections. They also are not perfect. And your kids are going to mess up. Your kids are going to get angry. Your kids are going to say things that you and they will both regret. But if you can be okay with your imperfections, and if you can be okay with their imperfections, and if all of you can understand that love is I love you no matter what, then we don't have to worry so much about the fact that we're not perfect. And let me say something. Proverbs 31 is not a chapter telling us about a perfect woman. This woman in Proverbs 31 is not perfect. But I'll tell you what she does. She loves her family. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for another day. As we mentioned earlier, you are good. You are worthy of worship. You are still on the throne. You love us unconditionally. And Lord, I pray that you would help us as dads, as moms, as brothers, sisters, children. I pray that you would help us to love our family and friends unconditionally. As recognition of how much you love us and how much they love us, I pray we return that love to them. I pray you'd help the moms this morning to be understanding that you don't need them to be perfect. You just ask them to show love to their families. And I pray that as we do that today, our families would grow closer together and closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning's message, a mother's value. In Proverbs 31, I don't see a perfect woman, but I do see a mom who is three things to her families. This mom is a pretty amazing mom, but let me tell you this. I believe my mom's an amazing mom. I believe my wife is an amazing mom, and I believe your kids would say the same thing about you. This mom is not so much different from you as you might think. And hopefully as you drive away this morning after the message, you'll recognize just how much alike you are to the Proverbs 31 virtuous woman moms than you ever thought before. I see this mom as three things to her family. She is an entrepreneur, she is a counselor, and she is an example. And it is those three things that causes her to be a virtuous woman. Now, before we get any further, let me explain something. The word virtue means has value. Virtue means you are valuable. And Proverbs 31 tells us in the first part of that chapter, we're told that this woman is so valuable in verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous or valuable woman? For her price is far above rubies, jewels, precious diamonds. This woman is more valuable to her family than untold wealth. To her husband, to her children, to her family, she brings more to her family than any amount of money could ever bring. You can't buy love, not true love. You can't do it. You can't buy unconditional love. And let me tell you what else. You cannot buy a loving, godly mother. That is something money can never buy. She is more valuable to her family than any amount of money. What does this mother do that causes her to be so valuable? I see in verses number 13 through 25, we're not going to read all of them, but let's pick up in verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. I see, first of all, as an entrepreneur or a woman who's a businesswoman. That doesn't mean that she owns her own job. That doesn't mean that she owns her own business. It just means she's a worker. This mom works, whether she's working from home hard for her family or whether she's working in the workplace hard for her family, this mom gets the job done one way or the other. In a group this size, I imagine we have a lot of moms. You are blessed with the ability to stay home, but I do not think for a minute that you staying home means you're doing nothing. Anyone who has any kind of sense knows you're working hard at home for your kids. And a lot of moms here, you work at home and you work in the workplace, and you're doing both. This Proverbs 31 woman, this woman who is a virtuous, valuable woman to her family, is a woman who works. Letter A, while many seek personal wealth, a godly mother seeks to increase the wealth of her loved ones. It doesn't matter if you work from home or work in the workplace. Here's what separates the virtuous, the valuable woman from the woman who doesn't hold as much value. And I'll tell you what it is right here. It's not a woman who works in the workplace or a woman who works at home. It's a woman who works for her family versus a woman who works for herself. Now, there's nothing wrong with trying to get things in life for yourself. But let me tell you this. If you've got children, you've got a responsibility to care for them. And a virtuous woman, a godly woman, knows that. And she goes to work not to make her life better. This virtuous mom, this wonderful mom, does what she does to assist her children, to bring value to her children, to give more to her family, to increase the wealth of her loved ones. This mom is not in it for herself. She's in it for the team. A virtuous mom is a team player, and she will do whatever she's got to do to help her team, her family. Letter B, I see this as an entrepreneur. A godly mother often adopts others as her own. In verse 20, I see she stretches out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. This mom works so hard that she often gathers resources that she gives to people that aren't even her own kids. This mom doesn't just want to bring value to her family. She wants to bring value to her extended family, to her church family, to her neighbors, to her sisters or brothers' children. This mom says, you know what? It doesn't matter if you're my kids or not. How about some lunch? I don't care if you're my kids or not. I'll take you to the mall. I'll take you to your sports game. I'll watch your soccer game. I'm not even your mom, but I'll be there for you. Praise the Lord for women who stand up for kids whose moms aren't there. Praise the Lord for women who adopt kids, either literally adopt them, they are now their children, or adopt them in an informal way, and the kid spends more time at this adopted mom's house than any other house. That's a virtuous woman. A woman who's not just looking to help her own children, but looks to the needs of all children, any children that God brings into her path. This mom loves people and basically mothers everyone in her life. That's a virtuous woman. We also see, letter C, this entrepreneur, because she's such a hard worker and doesn't look to bring value to her life, she sacrifices herself daily, constantly, for the love of, that she has for others. This mom is wearing secondhand clothing so she can buy her kids new clothes. This mom has been wearing the same shoes for years so she can get her kids those new shoes. This mom is eating a cold dinner so that our family can have the hot dinner. This mom is making everyone else breakfast, and she may get coffee before she starts her day. That's a mom who sacrifices for others. That's a virtuous mom. That's an entrepreneur, a working mom, whether at home or not. But we see, letter C, the job of a mother truly is 24/7, all day, every day. And her compassion, and her compensation is the future success of her family. This mom, whether she works from home or works at the workplace, this mom's job does not stop. Because as we all know, kids have needs all day, every day. Even at night, the kid wakes up screaming, the kid wakes up crying, the kid wakes up thirsty. And then it's the mom. She gets up, she soothes her child, brings some water to him, puts him back to bed, comforts them. And this mom does it sometimes multiple times in the night, especially with young children. This mom's job does not end. Your job as a mom does not end. And we're told in verses 23 and 25, let's turn there. Proverbs 31, 23 and 25. The Bible says, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. This woman is not looking to do her job so everyone looks at her and says, well done, good job, you're amazing. This woman wants people to look at her kids and say, hey, those kids are amazing. Then her job's done. This woman wants to make her husband, her loved ones, those she cares about, she wants to make them look good. Now, I'm not denying that, you know, women want to feel good and be complimented. That, of course, and you should. You deserve it. You are getting that today. We all honor you today. But I also recognize the moms I've known, the women I've known, most of them, they're not in it for the personal recognition. Their greatest joy is when their kids are recognized for their successes. Their greatest joy is when their husband is recognized because of what they've done on their behalf. Their greatest joy is when their loved ones are lifted up and honored. The mom feels that. And the mom is honored when her loved ones are honored. And in fact, the mom would choose that. Most moms I've known, they're embarrassed. They don't want to be lifted up. They don't want to be honored. It's like, you know, don't put me on the forefront. I don't want to be up on stage. Oh, but they will be overjoyed when their kids are on stage shining in the lights. That's a virtuous mom. It's not about her. It never was. It was always about her kids. Whether her true children, her adopted children, or the children that she was a mother figure to, it was always about them, and she was always trying to lift them up. And this mother, her compensation, the way she gets paid, is when her family sees success. That's her payment, and that's all she wants in life. She wants her family to be successful. What a beautiful picture of a virtuous mom. And I can think some of you moms in the car thinking, wow, I don't think that that's me. Yeah, you know what? Probably every virtuous mom doesn't think that's her. Let me ask you this question. Do you love your kids unconditionally? Are you doing what you do for yourself or for your kids? And are you joyful when your kids are successful? If you answer yes to all those, then you are the Proverbs 31 virtuous woman. I just described you. That's you. Whether you see it or not, I can't help you with that. But I can tell you this, it's true. And very likely your kids see it even when you do not. Very likely your friends and your loved ones, they see it even though you do not. And I'll tell you who else sees it, God. God sees it. God sees a virtuous woman when she puts herself on the altar for her family. And letter number two, I see she's a counselor. Remember, this virtuous woman is three things to her family. First of all, entrepreneur. She works hard. She works daily. She works for her family. But we also see she's a counselor to her loved ones. Let's go back to verse 11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Verse 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. I understand that there are single moms out here. And although Proverbs 31 right now is talking about a woman who's married, that doesn't require that a virtuous woman has to be married. I get it that some of you are single moms. The point is this. This man trusts in his wife because she loves him. And I believe, letter A godly mother can be trusted with the concerns of her family. Whether it's a husband or children, as a counselor, this mom can be trusted with the problems of her children. The children can go to this mom, and they know that the mom will be there to listen. They know that their mom will hear them. They know that their mom's not going to gossip to everyone else about the problems that the children bring to that mom. They know that their mom is a safe place to get counsel. A virtuous woman is a counselor, and you do a lot of that, moms, and probably not as much as you want. There's probably time, moms, where you would want to give more counsel, but your kids aren't coming to you for it. Let me say this. As your kids get older, they will start to recognize just how valuable your counsel is. Maybe give it a little while longer, but at some point, moms, you'll see your daughters, your sons will start calling you more than they were. Your sons and your daughters will start talking with you more than they did. As they get older, they'll recognize just how smart you really were all along. And they were the ones that weren't as smart as they thought. But moms, you are a counselor, letter B. The purest source of counsel is often found in the mouth of a godly mother. The purest source of counsel. Yeah, you can get counsel from your friends. You can get counsel from a stranger. You can get counsel from a neighbor. You can get counsel from a therapist, and you pay them for counsel. And I'm not saying that that wouldn't be good. It could be good or bad counsel, but I'll tell you this. The purest source of counsel outside of God's word, outside of the Bible, probably the best source for counsel is a godly mother, is someone who loves God and who loves you. Because here's the thing. A therapist, they may know all the right answers, but they don't know you as well as your mom knows you. Your friends probably don't know all the right answers because they haven't lived life as long as your mom. And your friends will probably tell you what you want to hear anyways. Strangers, they probably don't know all the right answers and they don't know you. Now we got a lot of problems, but your mom, she's been through life. She knows the good and the bad. Your mom, she knows you better probably than you know yourself. And your mom, she'll be the purest source of counsel outside of God's word. And moms, I know that's what you want to be to your children. Why? Because you're a virtuous woman. Because that's what a virtuous woman is. She wants to advise her children. She wants to raise them up and to give them advice that will help them in their life. We see in verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Strength and honor are her clothing. What does that mean? It means that this woman is an honorable woman. This virtuous woman is one you can trust, Her family can trust in her. She's a strong woman. She's an honorable woman. That doesn't mean that she has overcome all the problems in her life. It means that in spite of all the problems in her life, she's still going forward. And she still loves her family. Strength and honor are her clothing. And because of that, you can look to her for a pure source of counsel. And then letter C. Anyone can offer advice. Few can provide unconditional love while giving advice. But I'll tell you what, this is a phenomenon that comes natural to mothers. We see in verse 26, she openeth her mouth with wisdom. She's a wise woman, as we saw again in letter B. She has wise counsel. Not because she's the smartest woman that ever lived, it's because she loves God and she loves her children and she knows her children better than anyone else. So the advice she will give her children will probably be better than anyone else. But not only is she wise because she loves God, not only is she wise because she loves her children, but verse 26, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Look, anyone can give you instruction. Anyone can give you advice. Anyone can tell you what you should or should not do, but it comes natural for mothers to give advice with love, to give loving advice. Yeah, therapists will give you advice, but is that therapist going to love you like your mother? I doubt it. Oh, sure, your friends may love you, but are they going to love you the way your mother loves you? I doubt it. Moms, no one will love your children like you do. And because of that, no one can offer them better advice than you can if you love them and love God. You want to be a virtuous woman? You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be better than everyone else. You just need to be someone who loves God and loves her children unconditionally, and that will make you the Proverbs 31 virtuous woman. We see she's an entrepreneur. She works for her family. She's a counselor. She advises her family. And finally, number three, she's an example. We see in verse 27 of Proverbs 31, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Letter A, children may not recognize the value of their mother until they're old enough to see the sacrifices she made on their behalf. Moms, do not judge yourself now through the eyes of your 8-year-old child. Your 8-year-old child doesn't see you really for who you are and what you've done. Moms, I promise you, it will get better. Do not judge yourself through the eyes of your 15-year-old daughter or son. Don't do it. You're only going to hurt yourself. Do not judge yourself through the words that come out of your teen's mouth when they're angry. That is not the right time to judge yourself as a mom. There will come a day when your kids are older and wiser themselves, and your kids are going to look back at the mom you were and what you did for them, and they're going to say, you know what, Mom? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for how I treated you. I'm sorry for the things I said. You really were a good mom. You were there for me when I needed you. And moms, that is when you'll recognize just how good of a mom you really were to your kids all along. Moms, you don't have to be perfect. You just need to love. And be patient. Be patient for your children. As they get older and smarter, they will see you for who you really are and what you've done for them all along. You sacrificed for them. And letter B, every mother should be honored. But a mother who places God as the foundation of her home is to be praised above all. Look, I said it when I started. Even moms who are bad moms, who don't make good choices, even moms who abandon their kids, they should be honored for the bare minimum that they chose life. That they chose to bring you into this world and not end life with abortion. Even that, the bare minimum, deserves to be honored by you. Your mom chose to allow you to come into this world. So all women, all mothers are to be honored for the choice that they made of life. But the greatest honor should fall on the heads and shoulders of women, of moms, of mother figures, who not only brought life into this world, but who placed God as the foundation for their home. Verse 28, her children arise up, her husband calls her blessed. Verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest above them all. You're above all of them. Verse 30, favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. The greatest reason for honor is your worship of Christ. You see, moms, there's no list of do's and don'ts because every family's different. different cultures, even within the state of Connecticut, let alone the nation, there's different family cultures. And how you do things and how we do things and how someone else does things, we don't need to all do them the same. Stop comparing yourself to other families because their family is not yours. Stop comparing yourself to other moms because you are not that mom. And start comparing yourself to God's word. And here's what God's word asks of his mothers, of the moms of his children, of his creation. He says this, look, I just want you to be there for your family. I want you to be able to live a life that sacrifices for them. I want you to be there to advise and counsel them and raise them up. And God says, I want you to worship me. And moms, if you're doing those three things, an entrepreneur, working for the benefit of your family, counselor, training and advising your children, and number three, an example, showing your children a woman who loves God, you are the virtuous woman. Stop creating a list of 100 do's and don'ts and just ask yourself this question, do I love God? And do I love my family? If you do, you are more valuable to them than precious diamonds, than rubies. You are more valuable to them than any amount of money this world could offer. Letter C, and we're done. The beauty of a mother is not found in her physical appearance. It's not found in her talents. It's not found in her abilities. The beauty of a mother is found in the depth of her character, who she really is. So many moms, so many women, you are constantly bombarded, not with who you should be, but with how you should look. The magazines, oh, the perfect mom looks like this. TV, oh, the perfect mom looks like this when she wakes up. I mean, she woke up looking like she just went to a salon. The perfect mom looks like this all day, every day. And you think, oh, man, I must not be the perfect mom because I don't dress like that. I surely don't look like that. And so I'm not the perfect mom. And yet, through the eyes of your kids, you are the prettiest woman that ever walked this world. Because through the eyes of your kids, you are more loved than any other person in their life. To your children, you are their world. Especially young children. Can we get some horns for the moms? Let's go ahead and honk the horns for the moms. Moms are amazing. And ladies, stop deciding good or bad mom based on how you look and recognize that God cares a whole lot more about who you are, especially who you are to your kids. You are the world to them. Even as they get older, they may not say it as much. As their teens going through their own life trying to figure themselves out, they may say things the exact opposite of that. But I'll tell you this. You don't know what you've got until you lose it. And a lot of you have lost some moms. And you look back and recognize just how valuable she was to you when she was on this earth, alive and there with you. And your kids, they don't know what they've had until they lose it for a time, go off to college and have to cook their own food, have to wash their own clothes, have to buy their own stuff and work a job. And then they'll look back and say, you know what? My mom was pretty awesome. Now look, they don't know it yet because they haven't lost it yet. But once they start recognizing everything you did, they will agree, you are amazing. Moms, you're loved. You're loved by your God. You're loved by your kids. And you know why? Because you love them. What's the greatest thing you can do for your kids? Love them. You do that, and you are more valuable to them than anything else in this world.